talk. The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. Bitumaini has been unwell lately and Kadogo accompanies her to the dispensary. They join a queue that is growing with the arrival of other patients.
Next. Kadogo and Grandma, how are you? What brings you here today?
Hello, nurse. I have been feeling unwell for some days now, and I don't know what's wrong. You know, this old age, it comes with many things.
So how have you been feeling?
A lot of fever, headache, stomachache, my back aches too.
I'm sorry for what you are going through, Grandma. Before we proceed, may I have your NHIF card?
Oh, sorry. What's that?
It is the National Hospital Insurance Fund, which provides accessible, affordable, sustainable and quality health insurance for Kenyan citizens, Grandma. Through this insurance, one pays a particular amount of money monthly and is given a card which they carry to the hospital when they are unwell. The hospital bills are then paid through this card.
I don't remember having such a card. Would it have been among the papers kept by my son? And oh, their house was burnt down. Or could it have been in the papers that got lost as we fled the violence?
Oh, sorry for that. How are we going to help you without the card? This is not going to be easy. But wait here and give me a moment.
The nurse steps out to consult with the head physician and proceeds to allow the necessary arrangements for the test to be done on Bitumaini to determine what she is suffering from. According to the provisions on health, the National Hospital Insurance Fund provides medical insurance cover to all its members and declared dependents.
Now, Grandma, it is always advisable to register with the NHIF as it eases the burden of payments for proper treatment.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for the information. I am glad you attended to me without the cover, and I am going to make arrangements to register.
Let me check your pressure. Grandma, relax your hand, please. By the way, do you have toilets where you stay?
There are a few toilets at specific points within the community. At times, people help themselves in the bushes.
What about water sources?
We use water from the wells and a nearby stream when it is flowing.
Ah, I see. Did you know that waterborne diseases often spread through lack of adequate sanitation, like clean, safe water, toilets, dumping sites and a clean environment in general?
How?
According to what I've learned from school, waterborne diseases are conditions caused by pathogenic microorganisms that are transmitted through germs. These germs can be spread through bathing, washing, eating food exposed to germs, or drinking contaminated water.
Thank you, Kadogo. You are right. Come in. Ah, the results are here.
Results from the lab confirm that Bitumaini has contracted a waterborne disease. She is treated and discharged. Afterwards, Kadogo approaches Mwalimu Patricia and explains about her grandmother's health and how she fell ill.
Good afternoon, Teacher Patricia.
Good afternoon, Kadogo. How are you faring on at home?
Oh, not so well.
Not so well?
Yes.
What's wrong?
This morning, I had accompanied my grandma to the dispensary. The results confirmed that she is suffering from waterborne diseases.
I'm sorry. I wish her quick recovery.
Thank you. I think it's very important we have a community campaign educating the people on proper sanitation as a way of curbing the spread of waterborne diseases.
Thank you, Kadogo. This is very important information. We should let everyone know.
What should we do now?
I recommend we embark on a campaign to educate the community members.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Within 1 month, the campaign was underway and the whole community was involved in the entire process to ensure proper water and sanitation rules were observed. NHIF registers all eligible members from the formal and informal sector, for it is compulsory to be a member. For those in the informal sector and refugees, membership is open and compulsory. To register with NHIF as a member, fill in the member's form. To register as an employer or an organized group, fill in the employer's form.
Real Talk. This Can Happen to Any One of Us is a series of radio drama based on an initial story edited by Kituo cha Sheria. The present episodes have been produced by Ruben FM in cooperation with Special Initiative Refugees of the Civil Peace Service of the German Corporation and the Kenya Community Media Network, KCOMNET. The production administrator is Sheila Ngatia. Recordings of the dialogues have been done by the following theatre groups: South Africa Theatre Group, Copstar Theatre Group, Nawiri Theatre Group, and Mukhud Theatre Group. Narrators are Caroline Wambere and Thomas Odhiambo. It is produced and directed by Joseph Oluoch of Ruben FM. To give feedback on this program, please reach us on 0724-657934. Reach us on 0724-657934. Thank you so much.